twisting. The four D entities which incarnate at this space time, meaning now, are 4D in the view of experience, but are incarnating in less dense vehicles due to the desire to experience and aid in the birth of fourth density upon this plane. 4D entities have a great abundance of compassion. Children demonstrating mental bending ability, which is a 4D phenomenon, are double-bodied souls. They can do so due to the 4D body versus the other 5D 60 wanderers who cannot. Wanderers are 3D activated in mind, body, spirit, and are subject to forgetting, which can only be penetrated with disciplined meditation and working. So if you want to know how can I develop more fully, well, disciplined meditation and working. Know yourself, accept yourself, become the creator. This is a phrase that Ra used before. Know yourself, fifth chakra. Accept yourself, fourth chakra. Become the creator, sixth. Meditate, meditate, meditate. Yeah, it's more like that, actually. Meditation, study, service. Those are the three pillars. Meditation, study, and service. Service doesn't have to be a big deal. You know, you don't have to get a license and a degree and a certificate and have a website and a this, that, and the other thing. It can just be the attitude of service in daily life. But that's important. The reason for this, the metal building, the reason for this, meaning they're coming here, is that since the entities of harvestable 3D, meaning these double-bodied people, since these entities of harvestable 3D are coming late enough so they won't affect the polarization, they're coming late enough in the cycle so they won't affect the polarization through their teachings until the transition is well advanced. They're not infringing upon the first distortion because they are children or they're younger. However, older wanderers have the greater ability to affect polarization, meaning to change social consciousness. And they must do their affecting as a function of their ability to penetrate the forgetting in order to be within the first distortion. First distortion is the law of free will. The law of free will is also called the law of confusion. And Ra says that only in that source. The law of confusion equals the law of free will, which is the first distortion, which older wanderers must be in accord with, which is why we have, you know, we have the veil. We have the genetic 3D genetic hookup and a veil in mind, which the 4D double-bodied don't have. But because we have a greater potential to affect polarization, meaning the development of orientation, consciousness, positive or negative in society, we, you know, are subject to the veil. And, of course, that's in accord with cosmic law. Any entity who, by accident or by careful design, penetrates intelligent energy's gateway. This is the sixth to seventh chakra link. Any entity who, by accident or careful design, penetrates intelligent energy's gateway may use the shaping powers of this gateway or of this energy. That's metal bending. This is intelligent energy. This is sixth chakra. This is the adept work. The adept uses the shaping powers of intelligent energy, uses the sixth chakra consciousness. As the transition continues into 4D activation, in order to inhabit the fourth density sphere, which is growing now, it is necessary for all 3D physical bodies to go through death. The fourth density sphere is now being populated, right now, Ra talks about this, by double-bodied souls. So that's the mainline presentation from Ra on the Indigo Crystal Children. I have no idea about Coral Castle in Florida. So it may be that he did. Any question? Let me unpack this, and then we'll get into questions and see where we are on time. So a double body in activation means they are activated 1, 2, 3, 4, not only 3, not only yellow ray, but green ray body is activated. That's a lot. That's a big deal. Mothers. During pregnancy, who have these children, may have a great feeling of connection, spirituality, overshadowing, divinity, blessedness, sacredness, holiness, you know, you know, a really lovely high heart mind feeling during the pregnancy. And that's basically because they're, you know, receiving and sending into the fetus, the embryo, basically straight fourth density energy, from higher self to higher self and through their body into the growing, fetus. So the transitional body, the fourth density body, can appreciate 4D vibratory complexes, meaning fourth density field, as the in-streaming increases now without disruption of the 3D body, meaning they don't have to die. That's how I read this. A 3D body being electrically aware of 4D in full, meaning take off your spacesuit, jump out of the ship, and come into fourth density Pleiadian civilization, you'll die. The body will die because the 3D electrical fields are not compatible. So the 3D entities will die according to 3D necessity. Will that be by earth changes? Will it be by solar energy burst? Will it be by metaphysical instantaneous transfiguration of the photon of all light on earth, moving it into the fourth ray condition? Any of those are possible. But the 4D double-bodied youth, the new group, don't have to die. That's the important point there. The double body is in the same physical body as the 3D. Yeah, but I wouldn't say it that way. The double body is what we see as their human body, which is the yellow ray activated body, that includes an activated fourth density energy field around it, invisible to your eye, that is the fourth density body. The energy field is a body. Body is an energy field. So the 3D yellow ray body is the physical body, which is yellow ray energy field. It's visible because our means of perception are congruent. You know, we're seeing 3D bodies because we got the 3D body. You don't see a 4D body because you haven't activated the fourth density body. So it's not even that you don't have a 4D body, you have it. We have seven bodies, but they're not all in activation. Earth has seven bodies, but they're not all in activation, at least for inhabitation, inhabiting or allowing souls. So, yeah, it's not, the 4D body is not in the physical, but it's an activated energy field, it's an activated body manifest as an energy field surrounding and interpenetrating the 3D body, which is the yellow ray activated body or yellow ray field. So, the purpose of the combined activation, meaning the double bodying, is to allow them to be aware of 4D understandings, right? Fourth density is the density of understanding, love and understanding. Ra said, understanding is not of your density, meaning three, and that's an old comment that they made. Understanding is not of your density, meaning understanding is not native to third density. So let's understand that these double-bodied younger people, or the new wanderers, the new tribe, don't have the same forgetting. They still have a 3D body, but their awareness or that limitation is superseded by the activation of the fourth body. And so they can begin 4D experience now, while their physical body dwells in a troubled 3D environment and offers love and compassion. So you can see that, you know, from the other side, personal pleasure, personal well-being is not in the calculation. The calculation is how well can I be of service? How much, how well can I be of service? And where is the calling? Where is their calling, you know, from which I may, or into which I may dwell, I may venture, so as to help. In the same way that higher self or soul, they're not the same, actually, they're different points of awareness, looks at incarnation in general as an opportunity for soul evolution or development of mind, body, spirit, rather than as a chance to have a good time. You know, this is not a vacation planet, and souls come here for work. And the greater pleasure of existence is actually on inner planes and certainly in higher dimensions. But anyway, these double-bodied souls are very eager to be here. And they have, you know, the experience of offering, of being here allows offering love, compassion to 3D before the changeover. So Earth is their 4D home planet now. However, they are harvested 3D entities, meaning they're fourth density souls. They come from another 4D place. And in fact, many of them probably came from the same place. And there probably, obviously, there's a limit. There's a number of different 4D worlds which sent their inhabitants, their members, to Earth to be double-bodied now, to be the nucleus for the new 4D cycle here. So they are harvested 3D entities who now will remain on Earth in fourth density. So they're not quite wanderers. They're coming to stay. And you can tell, I can tell, talking to different wanderers, who's 4D, because they're really not eager to leave, generally. They're eager to get on with the work of making this world paradise. Yeah, I came to Earth to have this conversation. That's right. Yeah, and I often feel I have no purpose, actually. Meaning there's not much, I don't have much ambition. But in the end, I came here to help speak to wanderers. That's the purpose of this incarnation for me, in a service sense. There's personal challenges and personal blockages and distortions, all of that, that I have as other working, but the outward service to others, personal work, is basically to have this dialogue, actually. Yeah, I think so. Okay. So, another point that's interesting, a couple of things. Number one, those 4D double bodies have demonstrated a great deal of service to others orientation. Now, everybody who gets to 4D positive is 51% plus, or plus 51% serves to other. These would be souls who are extremely or higher percentage service to other, meaning of benefit to all, in their 3D experience harvesting into fourth density positive. So this is sort of the honors club, or the, you know, the greater achievers in service to others, benefit to all, while they were in 3D somewhere before graduating. And it's considered a privilege to be allowed this early an incarnation, as there's much experiential catalyst, meaning challenge and friction, experience in the work of service to others now. The next paragraph shows us Ra's perspective that 3D represents less dense vehicles. Higher densities equals more dense. And that's another way that you can determine consciousness, actually, and the consciousness level of a channeling source or spiritual source. The density of wisdom, light, the density of reality, the density of power in the words, in the concepts, in the wisdom of the words, the meaning of the words, and we're not talking about third chakra power, or, you know, power to convince you.